Morning, Jamie White.
Morning, Paul Topping.
Morning, Hayley Woodward.
Good morning, Paul.
Welcome along to the show. So, nice day today. Well, a nice day now. Apparently, there was some rain earlier on over your way.
Yeah, it was actually. It was. Had a look outside. The old patio was a bit, little bit of a puddle on there.
Really?
Yeah. See, I actually had rain, but
Don't think there was any in cows. Might be wrong, but I don't think so. Anyway. Exciting things happening. What happened to you yesterday, Jamie?
I went out on my bike.
Did you?
Yeah.
You sound like a 10-year-old.
I know.
I went out and not for my friends.
Do you know what? Saying that.
Can Jacob come out to play?
Jacob. We actually said that yesterday. We said, because obviously I'm off tomorrow.
A couple of my friends
are out. So we go, oh, okay, we'll play tennis. We'll go out on the bikes. Oh, the driving range is open as well. We're like, yeah, do you know what? Let's sort of relive our youth a little bit.
Yeah, nice.
It's nice.
Hayley, what happened to you yesterday?
Something very exciting happened yesterday. I got some fantastic news.
Oh really?
Fantastic news.
Oh, this is exciting.
You know what? When I read this email, I was like, winner. You see, a huge smile on my face.
See, sometimes you get an email and it does do that to you. You know, maybe it's somebody saying positive things about your work, mm-hmm. or maybe it's, I don't know, Something good that's going on. Maybe a relative has emailed you or something like that.
Yeah. Do you know what my email was?
No.
It's from the CEO of McDonald's.
Really? The CEO of McDonald's?
The CEO, you know, personal to me.
Yes.
Saying, Hayley, we'd like to make you aware that from next week, you can now have a milkshake, a chicken mayo. We can go and get a hot chocolate. But unfortunately, Monopoly is cancelled for this year.
Oh.
Now, I was a little bit sad, but to have the thought of a chicken mayo.
The CEO of McDonald's likes you so much that he actually emailed you directly to say that milkshakes are back on.
Well, it started off with hi, Hayley.
It must be just to you.
Yeah.
And then finished off regards, Paul. So I'm happy with that. I thought, do you know what? He's taking the time out of his day to email me specifically to let me know that I can have a chicken mayo again.
Next, you'll tell me that you get an email occasionally from the Colonel at the at the old KFC.
That's yet to come, but I wait that email.
You're waiting. Or maybe someone royalty from Burger King.
The King. That's exactly
you've
it.
You've got friends in high places, you have.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Have you met the guy?
No.
No.
But do you know what? I'm sure it would trump all of your little celebrity meets if I was to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have never had an email from the CEO of McDonald's. Is that McDonald's UK or worldwide?
UK and Ireland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not too bad, though.
I'm happy with it.
That is incredible.
Lucky girl.
So, I mean, you get a discount now if you go in there. You say, I've had this email from your boss. He says I can have a free Big Mac.
I'll try it.
Hayley was saying that she got an email personalised to her from the CEO of McDonald's UK and Ireland yesterday, telling her that milkshakes are going to be back on the menu.
Yeah.
I mean, amazingly, I feel a bit left out because I've had texts from Steve Wilkes, Karen, William Toogood, also Sarah, Frank and Hayley. Apparently they all received an email from the...
I know.
It's hard to believe that he's got this much time to write these personal emails.
That's really kind of him. I mean, Paul sounds like a great guy, doesn't he?
I'm going to have to check my emails.
I wonder if I got one. I mean, I don't think I did. Who have I got here?
Feeling a little bit deflated, to be fair, because I thought that was special for me. I wonder if he just cut and pasted it.
I doubt
to everyone
it.
Else.
I doubt it. Oh, it might have been telling them about other parts of the menu. Probably. Let me just go through emails from...
I do have one, actually, but it's not from the CEO.
Who is it from?
It's just from the press officer.
Clearly
yours is a special one then.
Yeah.
So you're going to get your milkshake now.
I've got one.
I will go and get my milkshakes.
I've got one as well.
Oh, you got
yes,
one?
Yes, yeah, mine's from... Ronald, who were apparently...
You've gone up a level to get one from Ronald.
I'm just clowning around. There'll be more dad jokes coming up in the show later on. If you're travelling on the roads, we'll get you a travel update very soon. In fact, in the next 10 minutes or so. 7:15, Isle of Wight Radio, Thursday, 2nd of July. Can I read your email
of course,
that you sent
me? Yeah.
Almost a quarter of parents are using pocket money to keep children away from screens. A survey suggests one in five use it as a way of getting kids to go to bed, as well as one in six do it to encourage homework. The average amount youngsters now get is said to be around £7.71 a week. That's up from just over £7 last year. Is that a headline or is it hearsay?
Well, it's like the boss here. It's a very similar technique because she promises us pocket money if we come in every day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I know you're volunteering.
Well, yeah, I've sort of been excluded from this.
My pocket money was based on tasks and chores. I didn't just get it for going to bed. I mean, that doesn't really count. I had to make sandwiches.
Now you pay to go to bed.
But I had jobs to do for my pocket money. I had to empty the bins once a week in every single bedroom in the house. I had to do the sandwiches for all of the kids, you know. I had tasks to do. My mum just never gave us pocket money willy-nilly.
Is that why you don't do anything now? You sort of did it all when you were young and that's it? Sort of scarred you?
Yeah, I was like Cinderella.
Michael says, Hayley, bin's overflowing. Yeah.
Change it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to cost you 50p.
Yeah.
If you want me to do that.
That's why she's such a wheeler dealer, I think, as well.
Yeah. Yeah. See, yeah, pocket money hasn't really happened in our house.
Did it not?
No. I can't think what we do, really. I mean, the kids get money, but they don't get a set amount. It's not like an allowance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Normally it's like, Dad, could I have, well, it's not 50p, is it?
I got 50p a day. So I got 50p a day, Monday to Friday. The weekends never counted. So I got £2.50 a week pocket money. That was what I got.
Jamie, what about you?
Yeah, I think I sort of remember the same. Sort of my nan used to give me the pocket money. But yeah, I think the tasks as well, little tasks here.
If I could get
there.
An extra 20p somewhere, that was a winning week.
I think, do you know what? I think it is. It's about discipline. If you learn the discipline when you're younger,
yeah, value of money
should put you in good stead.
Definitely.
So what are we going with? What does Facebook have to say?
Well, Bob on Facebook thinks it's hearsay. Debbie and Keith and Brenda are all saying headline. Clive, Norma and Julie are saying headline as well, as is Anthony. Morning to Wayne, who's watching from Uxbridge this morning. Lisa and Wayne also think headline. Morning to Mick, who thinks it's headline. Morning to everyone else as well, who is joining us on Facebook. Jen thinks the story is a headline.
Where is she from? Cairns. How do you say that?
Cairns in Australia.
Yeah.
Straight. Going to get a tradie round to sort out me faucet.
Sort out your what?
Faucet. You know, tap. Tap.
Oh, okay. Good donkey.
Yeah, no, I have heard of that word. So what are we going? Headline? I think it is.
Yeah, someone's... Someone's cut and paste some political statement, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's just delete that. I think it's headline.
Are we going to go headline?
Yes, we're going to go headline. Jamie, headline.
It is a headline. You are correct.
There we go. Let's do another one.
We've all been guilty of downloading too many apps on our phone and even spending a few quid. But two mischievous kids have gone a step further. After spending too much time on their iPads, their mother put a time restriction on. But the pair, who are 9 and 11, managed to unlock the iPad and buy more than £100 worth of apps by putting their mother's thumb on the unlock button while she was asleep.
Oh.
Is that headline or is
it
hearsay?
What? That is sneaky, isn't it? But
I could see it happening.
Yeah. I mean, a friend of mine, her child bought some like games through some of the gaming sort of, you know, consoles and literally had to like grovel to them and sort of say, look, he's six. You know,
well, he racked up a bill.
He racked up a bill. It's about £180.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
literally.
My nephew did that actually as well.
I think it only happens once to a parent, doesn't it? Before all them security locks get added.
All of a sudden the shutters come down.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you reckon?
Kids putting their mums. Yeah. Do you know what? That's like something from a film, isn't it? You know, like with the nanny or something, when you've got naughty little kids that will like do stuff. So.
I could see that happening.
Yeah. Definitely.
What does Facebook say, Jamie?
Let's have a look. Clive and Brenda think hearsay. Morning to Charlie this morning, who's just joined us, who thinks it's headline, as does Julie and Mick. And Lisa and Norma as well are all saying headline. Wayne thinks it's hearsay. Marion and Linda think it is headline. Jen thinks he's children of future politicians and headline. Keith thinks it's hearsay.
I think it's headline. What do you think?
Yeah, I think clean sweep.
We're going to go for that.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Don't do the old
No, because you know what? I think it's so believable that this might be a bit of a trick that Jamie's just done. So I'd rather go hearsay, but no, it actually really has happened somewhere, but he's just plucked it. But okay, let's go headline.
What did you just say?
I have no idea. It's just like a noise,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's all I heard.
It was like a high pitch.
What about murder, Jamie?
I thought all of a sudden I'd switched over to Channel 4 Racing.
So what are you going with then? Headline or hearsay? I need a final answer.
Over to you, Hayley.
Well, we both agreed on headline, so...
Headline.
It's a hearsay.
Oh, I thought it was a hearsay, didn't I?
Well, you've given him a little bit of something to, you know...
Yeah, do you know
make
what?
Him smile.
I'll take the draw.
Take one the draw, on. Jamie.
They were good, weren't they?
It's a nice change.
They were good, yeah. 19 minutes to 8, Isle of Wight Radio. If you're on the roads or catching a ferry, we'll have the very latest travel news for you. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, 7 minutes past 8. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, we are tea tasting with a white label tea, which is tea from the Isle of Wight. It's part of our Buy Local campaign. So be listening out for
looking
that.
Looking forward to it, to be fair.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Jamie?
Yeah, I am, yeah,
You're not going to embarrass us with your milk, are you?
It's free. Is it free?
What's that?
The sort of the tea and that. Is it sort of a... Well, that's odd, you know, like a freebie.
If it's not, Jamie, I will pay for it for you.
Cheers.
Right, let's see if we can give away £2,075.
Pounds for a sound. Win with White Fibre and Isle of Wight Radio.
Morning, Claire. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Living the dream, getting your lunch from Tesco. Is that right?
Yes, I'm getting my low-fat sandwich from Tesco.
Oh, what have you got? What have you got for lunch?
I've got a low-fat, I think it's a prawn and some sort of sauce in there. I don't know. I just saw low-fat, so I went for that.
Lovely. Yeah. So, £2,075, it's a lot of money. How would you spend it if you win it?
It is. I need some work done on my car, and I think I'm just going to spend the rest on enjoying the summer holidays.
Sounds good. You've got a very responsible job, haven't you?
I have, yes. I'm an LSA at a local school.
So for people that don't know, what's an LSA?
It's a learning support assistant, but we're really just trying to keep the kids safe and happy at the moment.
And are you managing that?
Yes, we are. They're absolutely loving it.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, it's really good, yeah.
Shall we see if we can give you that £2,075 courtesy of White Fibre?
That would be amazing. Thank you.
How confident are you?
I don't know now.
Now you got the call back all of a sudden. Not so sure.
Yeah, well, I'll give it a go.
Okay. Well, this is the sound. The question is for £2,075, Claire. What's that sound?
Okay, it sounds so different now. Is it a ratchet strap?
A ratchet strap?
Yes.
So the kind of thing that you would put on your roof rack, is that what you mean? So you,
that's the one.
I know the one you mean.
Yes,
okay.
That's the one. Okay.
I don't think we've had that before. So
I don't think you have.
It's all to play for. Is it a ratchet strap? Let's find out. Is it a ratchet strap?
Oh.
Oh, it's not.
Oh.
Claire, it's been lovely talking to you today.
And you too.
Thank you so much, and say hello to all the children for us, won't you?
I certainly will. That'll brighten their day.
I'm sure it will. You have a great day, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up again soon.
Okay, and could I just say, I love listening to you guys in the morning on their way to work. It just makes my day.
Oh,
thank you.
We like you even more now, Claire.
Oh, you see, grovel.
You see, I was going to say your big mistake was you said that after you got it wrong.
I have to remember that next time.
Claire, thank you so much. You have a lovely day.
You And you too, guys. Okay, bye-bye.
Cheerio, bye-bye. There you go. That is Claire at Tesco with her prawn sandwich. You could be winning how much now?
It's £2,105.
This is the sound. That's it. It's worth all that money. Give it a go. Radio, sound, and your name to 81400. Text her at standard network rate and you could be winning big with our friends at White Fibre.
Play Pounds for a Sound. Weekdays just after 8 with White Fibre and Isle of Wight Radio.
She put on an amazing show back in February at the Brits. Did I mention?
No,
you didn't mention that. No.
Did you go?
I did go to the Brits. This is Lizzo, Juice and Isle of Wight Radio. Isle of Wight Radio, it's Thursday and we are testing out some amazing local produce on the Isle of Wight over the next few weeks. You can find the details on our website. We're starting off with the Isle of Wight Espresso Company. Larry's on the line. Hello, welcome to the show, Larry.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So, you brought in a selection of teas and coffees. We're going to try the teas today. So, tell us, what makes your tea different from the ones that I can go and buy in any supermarket?
Predominantly, the main difference is the quality. You know, the supermarket teas are very much at the commodity grade level. It all came about from when tea bag machines were invented. They needed really small particles for it to brew properly.
So we've got our tea here. It's been brewing for 4 to 5 minutes, which has appalled Jamie because he has his tea basically like water.
Yeah, I see, I'm not a strong tea man, just sort of a fairly weak, plenty of milk sort of guy.
Well, you can still adjust the brewing method and the brew time to suit your own preference.
Okay, but, that's good to know.
I told him he couldn't, Larry.
No,
I told
he
him
he. Yeah.
So basically, we've got them here. Now, what should we be expecting from this tea that we're going to taste different from a normal tea bag cup of tea?
So, with this blend, it's a good, hearty English breakfast blend, and it gives that a nice, strong, but without over-extracting. So you don't get any of the bitter elements that you get from the tea dust and the tea fanning.
Okay, well, before we try it, let's start off with a sniff test. Yeah, Amy, can you smell the difference there?
Yeah, smells okay. Really, really good.
Jamie, now you're normally go for a very weak tea.
Yeah, no, it smells good, actually. First cup of tea I've had for months.
Yeah, right, okay, everyone taste it.
Do you know what? I'm not really a tea drinker, but I quite like that.
Who wants to try either a green tea or an Earl Grey? Should we go green tea?
The green tea in the white label range is a Yinan green from China. There's a lot of people that say they don't like green tea, but that's usually because they've been drinking very low quality, brewing it incorrectly with boiling water.
You're right. It's kind of ground down, isn't it?
Do we have milk with green tea?
No, not generally.
No, I didn't think so, Larry. Just making sure you're on the ball there.
Yeah.
The other thing with green tea, actually, do you leave the tea bag in or do you remove it, or is that just down to personal choice?
There's a little bit of personal choice, but generally, again, with green tea, you want to brew it at a cooler temperature, so a quarter of the cup with cold water, then add 3/4 boiling water and then brew your tea.
If you're in a rush, is it okay to just sort of smash the tea bag around with a spoon?
Yes, but only do it when you're in a rush.
Right, well, we're all going to try this for the first time. Jamie, you go first.
Yeah, that's nice, actually. It's quite...
it hasn't got that bitterness that you can get with some green tea. Hayley doesn't drink tea or coffee, so this is a whole new experience for her. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't dislike it.
that's
so that is a good thing.
That's praise indeed,
that's
Larry.
A commendation.
Yeah, that is praise indeed. And I just think it tastes great, to be honest. But if people want to find out more about White Label, what should they do? Where can they buy it from?
There's a range of places on the island, but you can always get it through the Island Roasted website, which is just islandroasted.co.uk. And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for White Label Tea.
It's Larry keeping us going this morning, so we appreciate it. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Have a good day. Say goodbye to Larry.
Thank you
very much. Bye.
Bye.
I I'm loving this morning. Amy's gone now, and I'm awash with tea.
Perfect.
That's quite nice, actually. I do like a cup of tea.
I don't get it when people say, though, that having a cup of tea cools you down.
I don't understand that either.
Well, you should have asked Larry that. He'd have known. Yeah. More on Let's Buy Local next week on the show. As I say, you can find out more on our website, iwradio.co.uk. Right, it's time for a birthday today. Remember, if you're celebrating something, always let us know about it. We're not too big to say a happy birthday or an anniversary. You know, you get some that go, oh, we don't do that. We're way above that.
We enjoy it, though.
Yeah, we do.
Enjoy a sing-along. So who's celebrating today?
So we want to say a massive happy birthday to Brooke, who is 5 years old today, and that is from his mum, dad, brothers and sisters. So, Brooke, have a good day.
Brooke.
Happy birthday to ya.
Brooke.
Happy birthday to ya.
Brooke.
Happy birthday to ya.
Brooke. Ditched me up there, the last one.
Yeah, there wasn't supposed to be one there. Happy birthday, Brooke. Hopefully you have a super day. How old? Five?
He's going to be five.
What a great age.
That is a fun age. And he's a very funny little boy. So happy birthday.
Good. Is this another personal one of yours?
Do you know what it is? It's my nephew, Brooke.
Oh, my goodness, Hayley.
I've got so many.
Just buy a card like everybody else. Goodness sake. It's the 1975 at Isle of Wight Radio, and if you're too shy, it's Paul, Hayley and Jamie here, and we are ready with the game with no name. Who's going first?
Standard.
Who do you think?
Hayley? Okay, all right, let's set the bar high, shall we? Here we go.
Let Her Go singer likes sending messages.
I know this one.
The clue is in the question.
I think I know this one,
Jamie.
And I don't think it rhymes.
Tell me how it does.
Is it Passenger?
Yeah.
Using Messenger.
That's exactly it.
Paul, help me out.
Passenger using Messenger.
Yeah.
Messenger, Passenger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing doesn't. It doesn't. The whole thing doesn't rhyme.
Well, I don't know why.
what do you mean you don't know why? Because the two words don't sound similar.
Passenger.
Passenger. A messenger.
Passenger. Messenger.
Just because they end in jer doesn't... anyway. Right, OK. I feel like every day's a school day here.
I was happy with that.
Ready, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
OK, here we go.
Mentioned it earlier. The star of this Christmas film has got the right ump.
I know this one.
Hayley.
Is it Macaulay Culkin is sulking?
It is. Well done.
Let's see how that rhymes. But...
What, Macaulay Culkin is sulking?
Mm. Macaulay Culkin is sulking.
Sulking and
Macaulay
Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin is sulking. Yeah.
It's all in the delivery.
I'll give you that.
Cheers. Yeah. What level was that?
That
silver?
Was a... I think we're going a bronze. For you. Oh. Silver for Jamie. Which means
bronze
that...
is... Well, you'd take bronze after that.
After cardboard and whatever
Shambles.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
right then, okay. Let's go with one more very quickly. Sex in the City star is using a big felt tip. Double-barreled name.
I know this one.
Yep.
Sarah Jessica Parker is using a marker.
Is the right answer.
I'm also a little bit embarrassed.
And score for me?
Is it gold?
It's a gold. It's a gold.
I would say joint silver, but...
Oh, well, you would, wouldn't you? There you go. That is today's show. Top thing in the morning. Thank you so much for listening. We're back tomorrow when you wake up.
From 6.
Gavin's here next. Here we are. Isle of Wight Radio.